What is up, everybody? Welcome to another Tuesday night with Big Guys. It is me, the OG Fit Kid, Thomas Montalto. Joining me, as usual, the hottest hot tag partner in the business.
We got a form. I think we could do it now. Well, you just gotta go. You gotta go down when you say hot tag.
Oh,
hot well, tag. There you go. Ooh, see, that was good. We made it work. What's up, everybody? I'm good old Mike Belcaster, and welcome to another beautiful Tuesday night right here with your two favorite fig guys. Tom, how you doing, pal? How's it going, man?
I'm good. I'm here. It's Tuesday. It's time to talk about wrestling figures. What more can we ask for?
Like we weren't doing that Monday. Like we weren't doing that Sunday.
Whoa.
Like we weren't doing that Saturday. Every day is a big day, man. I love it. I'm super pumped. What a great weekend of pro wrestling we had.
Yeah.
Fun times, man.
Did you watch Worlds Collide yet? I know the last time
I missed. Yeah, no, I caught some clips. I didn't get to watch the full thing yet, but.
Oh my gosh.
I would rather have watched Raw last night.
Raw was great last night.
That was a fantastic Raw.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I've heard people say, WWE's not been good lately. I feel like this is the strongest it's been coming out of a Mania season.
Yeah.
Every Raw, every SmackDown has been pretty damn good. So, and then last night was just eventful the whole night long. So,
yeah.
We got,
I think
Bayley
people are just goofy.
Bayley returned. We got Liv Morgan attacking Nikki Bella. I'm sure they're setting up a match for Evolution.
We had Evolution announced.
Evolution was announced. We had R-Truth return as Ron Killings, and what a promo he gave. Cutting his hair off. Like, man. That was, what a promo. Like, that guy, I'm so excited to see his run as Ron Killings.
Me too. I think, like, it's going to be some of the best work ever coming out of him. And I mean, his TNA run was amazing. Like, yeah, he had good character there, but like, I love the kind of, it's time to put the goofy side down and it's time to turn up for R-Truth.
Well, it very much reminds me of the interview Jim Ross did with Mankind that kind of changed the whole Mankind run.
Yeah.
Kind of like shot him to the moon. And it's like, is this going to do the same thing for him? And I hope so.
Him. That's what's up.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to see, like, if this momentum continues and he's strong on a mic, let's give him the title. Like, how cool would that
be? Yeah. Oh, dude, it would be awesome. I see a lot of laboring for R-Truth to be the guy. I got to stop calling him R-Truth.
He's Ron Killings.
I know. He's making a killing, that's for sure.
He is.
But man, it was so good. What else? We new, you guys, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
New champion Yeet. 100%. Has been defeat. Man, Gunther. That was a brutal showing. And I thought they were gonna kind of make it a squash, honestly, until a couple minutes into it. And I was like, man, they're gonna make this a very, very good banger match. And it was.
Yeah. Super crazy. Solid episode of Raw this week. So
yeah.
Great. I love going back to Worlds Collide. I love the feel of it. I love the lighting. It felt like
amazing.
An event.
Great production.
I love the commentary. Conan, like, it was more of an old school color commentator. Remind me of like the old house shows from MSG.
Yeah.
Lord Alfred Hayes. He's just throwing out like random facts and stuff. I thought it had such a good feel. Corey Graves did such a good job. I love Corey Graves on commentary. I know he gets some slack from some people, but to me, you need a guy to eventually replace Michael Cole, and I think he's it. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, he stepped it up during Worlds Collide, which was fantastic, and high praise, as he should have. I've heard lots of good things, a lot of positive feedback from him being at Worlds Collide. Conan, people were all hating all over it when the show was on, and I was like, what is wrong with you? It's Conan, man.
But it was so old school commentary. Like, the whole show felt old school to me. The camera work, the light, it was so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really, really did. So
I knew they were at least taking care of the wrestling side of things when I seen that the ropes were loose compared to how they normally are. Because that's your normal tradition Lucha Libre show. They got looser ropes, so they got, you know, more time to wiggle around. It was awesome. It was so
Chad
cool.
Gable versus Vikingo. Holy smokes.
Insane.
That
absolutely
was not
insane.
WWE style wrestling. We got a pile driver off the top rope.
Yeah. I loved
How
it, man.
How insane was that?
It was super, super fun. I really, really just enjoyed it.
I did too.
It was cool. I like early wrestling shows too. It was just a nice Saturday of pro wrestling. It wasn't bad.
YouTube, and I think when I checked, it said something like there were 700,000 people watching it at that time.
Oh, I threw it on at one point. There was like 3.2 million in.
Wow.
And that's I guess they broke a record because that was the highest live broadcast on YouTube.
Wow.
Show ever, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was a great
after,
show.
They were after Fig Guys though. Yeah.
I can't wait to see like what's next for this. Like again, I liked it. That felt very AAA and not so much WWE.
Yeah, great characters, and that's the thing. Like there's so many. Like I know the hype all about the Mr. Iguana, but like there's so many awesome characters like that. That like it's the thing, and I hear people online going, "Oh, if you're sitting here and you're excited about Mr. Iguana, you're the people that were saying that you don't get Orange Cassidy." It was like, why can't we just enjoy wrestling, man?
I agree.
I thought Mr. Iguana is an exceptional addition to both WWE and AAA. I am super excited for more character work. I love characters. Oh, good characters, the best.
I mean, it felt very early 90s WWE seeing Mr. Iguana.
It was good. And it was fun that they brought him back for the Money in the Bank and the crowd. And
yeah.
Guy was over, man.
Well, he was. It was very, very good show. What a way to get like WWE and Americans to see more AAA and Lucha Libre, too.
Yeah. So, and I hope they continue with it. I don't want to just see.
I hope they continue it, but I hope they keep it
separate.
Feeling as authentic as it did. Right. Let them only collide, no pun intended, on occasion. It doesn't have to be all the time.
But I hope they push it towards the American audience. I want to be able to watch all AAA now. Like, not that I haven't before, but.
Right. But I also hope that maybe come next WrestleMania, we get like a AAA World Title Championship match on there.
Oh, that would be cool.
How about if we got like a TNA, just a TNA match? It's WrestleMania. It's supposed to be the show of shows. Let's have a major TNA match just involving TNA talent on the show.
Let's
spread in the love. Let's make WrestleMania what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. I like the idea of WrestleMania being this is wrestling, a showcase of wrestling. It doesn't necessarily need to be just WWE. Bring it all in.
Get all the different flavors in there. It's like a smorgasbord. Let me see everything. Oh, so
I'm down for a smorgasbord.
I always love a smorgasbord, right? But guys, the show today is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. When you're done here, head over to WrestlingFigures.com. Place yourself an order. You're going to hear us talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Place the order. When you go to check out, use the code FIGGUYS and save yourself 10% on your order. I know Mike and I use
that easy
all the time. You don't have to wait for it to arrive in the store. You don't have to go to the store and feel disappointed you missed it. It's going to be at your front door quicker than you can go to Walmart and get home and still come home empty-handed. So
yes, and it'll be at your house quicker than you could post about it not being at Walmart.
That's right. That's
fair enough.
You'll be happy.
I'm usually happy. I love Ringside.
I love Ringside too. I just placed an order. I meant to do a pay in four and I accidentally paid for the whole thing the other day, but what are you going to do?
Sometimes you have to.
Feature. I love the
pay in
four.
It's a great feature. I love
you make four payments and no interest. So.
All of our financial apps, I'm a big fan of. We love Affirm and PayPal.
All of our guys.
Oh, they're so good, though.
Let's not talk about Affirm right now. And
I'm okay with it. But we'll change the subject. Before we move on, I did want to have one more question about the Money in the Bank for you. Thoughts on advertising joining the weapons canvas? We got Slim Jim tables. We got ladders with I think, vodka on them.
Fireball.
Hottest ladder in the business. What do you think?
It doesn't bother me. You know what? I know I'm in the rare, because I hated it when I first started seeing it pop up in sports. Like, I'm a baseball fan. You started seeing stuff on the field and you started seeing stuff on their uniforms. And I absolutely hated it. But by this point, like, they're a business. And if they can make a dollar any way they can, sure. Like to me, it feels more of a big fight feel. I've seen it in boxing and UFC for so long on the ring and everything. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I don't hate it. And if this maybe would have been like 10, 15 years ago when they were the first to do it, I might have hated it. But it's just the way the world is now. So it is what it is. Who cares if it makes them maybe less wrestlers are getting released because some of these deals right now, who knows?
Yeah. Well, who knows? My follow-up to that is it going to eventually hinder our collecting habits? Are we not going to be able to be as accurate because they're going to be putting ads on all these things? So if we get a table now and it doesn't say Slim Jim, are we going to be upset about it?
No, I don't think that would. But I mean, maybe we get Slim Jim to sponsor the toy. Maybe we pay a little less for it or something because we have a sponsor on it. Maybe that kind of helps. Cool. Maybe that kind of helps us with the rise in prices of the world today.
Sadly, I don't think that's how business works, but it would be a plus.
Well, I mean, you never know. You never know if the prices are going up too much and there's a way they could like combat it a little bit. I mean, I would love it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, like I said, I don't mind it. I would think I would hate it, but to me, it feels more big match feel when you see that stuff.
Yeah. So I get what you, it's a boxing vibe, you know?
Yeah. And UFC has had this stuff all over the ring forever. Yeah. So whatever it is.
Punk almost quit because he couldn't put logos on his trunks.
It's not interfering with our product that we love.
Yeah. Not yet. Right.
So, no. And I don't think it will.
No. So,
just because you pull out a ladder and say it's a fireball ladder, who cares?
Listen, I got no problem with it as long as it doesn't get into the toy area.
Let me ask you this. Okay, now we can't really say this for Raw. I mean, I guess you could. Let's say Raw goes to like a no commercial format, or SmackDown does too, but the product placement is in the show. So now we get less commercials, but the commercials are in the show. I don't mind that either.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't mind that, but I have a feeling that they've already used up all their real estate for advertising, like unless they're going to really like decorate the stage with the low, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How do you keep it not hokey, but still good?
I don't think it's hokey yet.
Yeah. Mountain Dew match was a little hokey.
Well, I agree with that. That was terrible.
That was somebody else behind the wheel there though.
Yeah. Yeah. This makes more sense to me. And the fact that Vince never did this, like he'd go strike a deal for $1 billion in Saudi Arabia, but he wouldn't take money for putting an ad on a turnbuckle.
It was sacred ground. I get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was part of he's that old school mentality. But you don't mess up.
He is Vince. So.
Bits and pieces, right?
Yeah, like he's still just changing names and doing so much other stupid shit. So
I feel like he was doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Eventually, it's for me. The only problem is like, we still need to see WWE's logo on the ring. Like, I forgot. I was looking at I think it was during the Money in the Bank match, and I was like, it's only on that middle turnbuckle. Like, at least keep the turnbuckles yours, or, you know, it's somewhere. Yeah. It should either be the middle logo, or it should be all on the turn. Like, it's hard to because then you're like, what are we watching? Prime Wrestling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, then I think you're confusing non-loyal viewers.
Yeah.
Marks.
Mean, listen, in the end of the day, it's like the friendship, the wrestling business. It's not the wrestling friendship.
100%. Yeah.
So,
but don't take yourself out of the run yet.
As long as it doesn't like hurt my product and I still enjoy the product, that's good.
Yes. So, you know, I'm with you there.
At the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Also, guys, do you know where you could follow us yet? Do you think they know, Mike?
I hope they know because they should know. If you don't know, I got a very easy tip for you. You can head on over to thefigguys.com and all of our social links are right there for you. We got the TikTok. We're cool. We're trendy. We're not dancing, but we're figging.
Maybe we'll dance one day.
I mean, we should recreate some of the old WWF dances.
Dusty Rhodes.
The Vince dance, you know,
where Coco Beware.
Yeah. But we're all over Instagram, official Fig Guys, basically everywhere.
Yeah.
You know the drill. If you're confused about it.
Yeah, just go to thefigguys.com. And when you're there, you'll also see a link to where you can listen to us as a podcast.
Yep.
We are a podcast. Yep. Wherever you get your podcast, wherever you're listening to them, whether it's Apple, Spotify, any of the other companies, just search Fig Guys and you'll see us come up wherever your favorite podcast platform is. And if we're not, tell us so maybe we could add it to there too. So
yeah,
we're on Amazon Podcasts too, or on YouTube Podcasts. So
you can write us an email.
Yeah, so
contact@thefigguys.com
if you ever have a question, if you ever have an idea for the show, if you just want to say hi.
We love ideas.
We always want to hear feedback. And leave us a review, too, when you go to Apple or Spotify. They help so much. And on YouTube, make sure you follow
that too.
Us. Put on a notification. So
like, comment, subscribe, share, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a small little bit of homework. That's all.
We have a bonus episode coming up later in the week, guys.
Man, do we got a bonus. You tell them, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, was right before our one-year anniversary, we had Matt Cardona on. So we figured, how great would it be now that the one-year anniversary has passed? What if we get Brian Myers on, guys? So I think we're going to stream it Thursday night, and it'll drop as a podcast. I guess we could drop it at the same time as the podcast on Thursday night.
Why not?
That is going to be a very fun interview and talk with another guy who is so important in this community. So I'm so excited.
Professional wrestler 100%. Joins the second most professional wrestling figure podcast, possibly third.
I mean, Myers is one of my favorites. I love him seeing what he's doing with the system over in TNA right now.
Yeah.
So it's finally getting to see him shine the way he really deserves to shine. I always thought his work was so underrated. The way he sells and everything is so good. So I can't wait. I have so many questions for him.
Yes, so 100%. And we're ECW fanboys. I'm so excited. 100%. There's so 100%. Much good stuff to talk about. I can't wait.
We'll play our favorite game with him, the 10 Count Showdown. So.
Ooh, yeah.
So
I dig it. I can't wait for that.
So stay tuned.
Pay attention to the socials. You'll see it pop up. You won't miss out.
Are you ready, Mike?
I'm always ready.
Ready?
No pun intended. But yes, I'm always ready.
For the boys and girls watching live around the world on YouTube, we proudly present to you the news. Mike, tell them who it's sponsored by.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's news broadcast is sponsored by our good friends over at FiguresToyCompany.com. If you guys are looking to fill out your arenas and make your wrestling collection truly a masterpiece, head on over to Figure Toy Company and pick up all the goodies that they got there. I mean, if you're looking for rings, chairs, tables, ladders,
even
security personnel, you can get medical staff, you can get the stretcher and the medical staff and the camera guy to film it all.
Yeah.
Just use code OfficialFigGuys at checkout, save 10%. We got your max, man. That's what we're all here for. Figures Toy Company. You know the drill. I'm done with the show.
Yeah.
It was good.
I'm going to be placing an order to them sometime in the very near future, too. I really want to get that ring and show it off and see how it is compared to the other Ultimate Edition ring. So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
I want one really bad.
I do, too.
That's going to be my next
big
boy purchase, wrestling-wise.
For me, as I sit here, I see my New Gen ring, and that's probably my favorite ring ever.
Yeah, the New Gen ring is awesome. I got my New Gen Raw ring on the floor and the Monday Night Raw ring on top of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're stacked right now.
Ooh, special kind of match?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or just storing for fig photography for later.
There you go. All right, let's jump into the news.
Let's do it, because ladies and gentlemen, the long rumored, much anticipated WWE Ultimate Edition CM Punk officially drops this Thursday, June 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, over at our favorite spot to order figures from outside of ringside, and that's MattelCreations.com. I'm super excited for it. It's the return of the best in the world, complete with his iconic Luck is for Losers shirt. It's got those yellow trunks, ECW all over the board. I can't wait for this bad boy. Swappable heads, don't sleep on it, because you might miss out on the best in the world, and it ain't going to be me, Tom.
Oh, I can't wait to get this. I have to order two. The only thing I want to know is it a pre-order, or do we get it right away?
Either way, I'm okay.
I'm hoping, like, he's been back a while. Hopefully it just goes up when we get it within a month. Like, I'm excited. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't mind me. These are fun orders, even if it takes a couple months. Like, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, but I need this. I can't wait. Yeah. It's CM Punk. It's the best in the world. What a promo he had with John Cena last night.
I talk about a promo that was great, and I loved Cena's cadence of it. Like, you have to follow me to Saudi, or because the fans can't. It was just
I love that.
Very, very well done.
One of the things I love about, you know, and again, Triple H isn't perfect. Is WWE perfect now? No, but one of the things I love the most is I feel like he doesn't treat the fans like they're idiots.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's more respect thrown to the fans, and they don't just do shit and make us forget something happened and pretend it never happened. So
yeah, they haven't been perfect since Kurt Hennig left. Lame.
whatever.
It was cheesy. I love it. But look at this awesome punk. Make sure you guys, make sure you guys are cheesing this Thursday, June 12th. Set your reminders. I don't want to miss out. Look, he's got the little knee pads. This is the first punk in forever that's hit the little knee pad.
Mike's ordering three now just to get extra knee pads.
I might just order an extra couple sets of these just for the knee pads. So good. Uh-huh. I can't wait for this. This is surely one of the best in the world.
Yeah. All right.
Loving it. Ooh, I guess this is crazy. Ollie's Bargain Outlet, guys. If you got an Ollie's by you, I do not have an Ollie's by me. I'm very upset about that. But heads up, figure hunters, because multiple Ollie's locations are stocked up on Coliseum Collection 2-packs, including the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase set for only $25. That's insane as it is. I am boosting the absolute steal, especially if you find the Chase packaging, which people are finding the Chase packaging black cards at Ollie's for $25. What is it? Am I having a stroke? What year is it? Is it 1990 time?
I have to head to Ollie's. There's one by my work, which is like if an you hour find away.
Them, so. This funny thing is, this is the only set I haven't picked up from the Coliseum collection yet.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
So I was waiting on a good deal. I missed the last sale. Now it's here.
Yeah.
So. Amazing, though. I want Ricky the Dragon. Steamboat's amazing with that black gear. Sign me up, man.
The
Find
chat
them.
Is hopping today as well, folks.
What's
we
up,
have,
chat? Hi, everybody.
Let's give out some shout-outs real quick. Mo the Fig God, Tyson TNT is here. Dom DiBiase.
I know that guy.
You do? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I feel like he should be DiBiase, like Ted.
He's at Ollie's. He's
we got Justin Booth. We have Esteban Almost. What's up, Esteban? A WWE Army. We have Joe the Big Texan Hofferth. Joe and Buds. So welcome all to the show and chat along with us.
Jim,
if
the
you're
Big
listening
Texan Hofferth.
The podcast and you want to come chat with us too, just we're live Tuesday, 7 p.m. YouTube.
Yeah. So. I like it.
I love it. So
I enjoy talking to people. It's fun talking to people.
It is. It makes it more interesting. So let's go on. What do we got next?
That's an order, sir, because G.I. Joe and Sergeant Slaughter are coming to life again because, Hasbro G.I. Joe Classified Series is bringing us a brand new Sergeant Slaughter figure, perfect for fans from Sarge, both in the Squared Circle and, of course, in the amazing cartoon. I love G.I. Joe so much, man. Stay tuned for more details and a pre-order date. Hasbro, man. This is cool.
This is so cool. A dream of mine. I'm going to put it out into the universe because maybe we can make it happen. I'd love to get Sergeant Slaughter on an episode of the Fig Guys and talk with him.
Is that an order?
What?
Is that an order?
That's an order. But I mean,
that's an order.
How, like, the guy's so iconic between wrestling and G.I. Joe. Like, that's the first major crossover, right?
Yeah.
Between wrestling and a toy line like that. Like,
insane.
So let's get Sergeant Slaughter on the show. Somebody who knows Sergeant Slaughter, send him a message for us.
I got the mail away little Sarge G.I. Joe with the hat and the cane.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
love
cool.
It.
Again,
so
little,
I mean, I feel like I have to get these.
I got to find my picture, but I can't find it anywhere. 9-year-old OG Fig Kid got to meet Sergeant Slaughter in the Staten Island Mall.
Little Joe.
My picture was him. He had me pressed over his head. So,
that's fantastic.
I got to go and find that picture somewhere.
I love it, man. That's such a good Sergeant Slaughter. Glad to see G.I. Joe staying alive.
Absolutely.
Such a good toy line.
And here's the funny thing is
my first toy line.
You see Slaughter now at these conventions and everything, and he doesn't look any different.
No, so, he looks better than most wrestlers do.
100%
on TV.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Go Joe. Go Sarge.
Good on him. Good Maggots. Sarge.
So all right,
Maggot. Love it. Ooh yeah, it's not a day here at Fig Guys without a little bit of FOCO. And this is a pretty smart idea if you get what I'm saying here. Funko's latest drop is the Brain versus Brawn with a limited edition Bobby the Brain Heenan bobblehead. That's a mouthful if I've ever said one. Limited to 100 pieces, priced at $100. That's the smartest thing they've ever done. It's scheduled to ship this December. It is a premium collector's edition worthy of the Brain himself. This looks good.
Dude, this has really got me itchy.
Babyface Bobby. Look at him.
I mean, I don't have much Bobby Heenan in my collection. Like, I got the couple of LJNs they released. I got my Mattels. I think I might need to nab this, Mike.
This is a good one. I want to see how the paint looks on the jacket. The jacket looks great.
Yeah. So, I remember this magazine. I remember this WWF magazine.
It's cool.
I need this.
I wish they would have gave him a little bit of a pose, though. The hands straight down. Yeah, I mean, come on. Or at least, like...
Yeah. I love it.
He kind of looks like his mom's making him take a photo.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby, stand right behind front of the pink thing. Take the portrait. And he's like, come on, mom.
And he cracked me up on the WrestleMania 9 documentary on...
Anything he did. Did you watch it? Not yet. I still got to watch it.
Yeah.
That's my weekend this weekend is going to be watching the WrestleMania 9 doc in AAA.
There you go.
That's what we need it. But Funko, is it available for order?
I'm sure.
I think it's available for order.
Yeah,
100 pieces, $100. That's a lot of schmackaroos for a little bit of brain.
So, but again, if I'm going to order for somebody, it's going to be the Brain because there's not a ton of merchandise of him around.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. What do we
need? We need a Bobby Brain heating like this in Mattel for him.
I'll take it.
I need the jacket. I love it. Ooh, yeah. We got some news from our good friend. If you read the hat right here, Zombie Sailor, Heels and Faces, the tag team you didn't know you needed is on deck. The Headhunters are headed to their Heels and Faces. Man, these are just a lot of Triple H's going on, a lot of B's with the Bobby the Brain. I'm stay locked in over at Zombie Sailor across all social medias for the drop dates and pre-order on this bad boy. It's getting crazier. He just is dropping all these great figures.
It's cool.
I don't need the Headhunters, but they're cool.
It's definitely cool. I don't need them either, but they look great.
So. They do.
Good job.
Good job looking at the gear.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's solid black gear, so.
And I think, is this the first reused body we've gotten out of them?
No, they've reused bodies before. Okay. This must be Abdullah the Butcher's body.
I was going to say, it's a little butchered, but it looks good.
Looks good. Absolutely. It does. So it works. If it works, then absolutely.
Why not?
So I looks like issues with that.
Mosh and Thrasher walking out of Shady Maples.
Looks like Tom walking out of Shady Maples. Or better yet, the Wind Buffet, which I am with so the face excited.
Paint and everything.
I get to go back to the Wind Buffet next April, baby.
We got to do face paint.
Let's go.
We're going hunting as the Headhunters. That's what we're going to be doing. It's so good. Keep an eye out. Zombie Sailor Toys. You know the drill.
OFG in the chat. What's up, OFG?
It's Tommy time.
You didn't miss anything. You can go back and watch what you missed later. So you just missed a little bit of the news. So what
it's okay. Got? You missed Sergeant Slaughter. That's what you missed.
Ooh. You maggot.
We got Micro Brawler madness going on over here because it's Maki Ito. I almost said Ito Maki. I don't know why. Well, reading it backwards. Now I got a taste for sushi.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. But it's Maki Ito time with 1 of 500 Michael Brawlers available. This is amazing. It looks so, so good. Drops tomorrow, June 11th at 1 p.m. Eastern, exclusively over at ProWrestlingTees.com. I swear I can talk. Do not miss out on Maki Ito or she will haunt your dreams forever.
Actually, it dropped yesterday at 1 p.m.
It dropped yesterday. 6:09. I'm reading it right in front of me, and I'm looking down, and it's all over the place. It might be sold out.
I thought I messed up. Is this a pre-order, though? Oh, only 500. So, yeah, it might be sold out. I haven't even checked.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Listen, jump on over to ProWrestlingTees.com right now.
And, yeah.
See if it's still there if you're a collector of Micro Brawlers like Mike is.
I love how they made her body look different from...
Yeah.
All these standard micro, like even the girls that they've made already,
you can see it,
they don't have the small waistline like she does. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, all of them are like new models, right? Unless there's like a repaint. So
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great, though.
Cool.
Maki, Edel, Marks, don't miss out.
All right. So there's the right button. So the next thing in the news says collect major. I didn't put any news there. I don't have any pictures.
But I'm scared.
I was listening to the Major Wrestling Figure podcast the other day, and I didn't even tell you about this, Mike.
No.
But they were discussing the possibility. Now, this is not a done fact. It's just something that might happen down the line. But with Jazzwares working with Collect Major, perhaps there's a possibility for us to get AEW wrestlers in big rubber guy form down the line.
Ooh.
And I was super excited to hear that, because when we had Cardona on here, I said, is there ever a chance that maybe we get, you know, WWE, maybe you get a license through them. But I'm just as excited because we know Jazzwares originally tried to do the LJNs. And the other thing is, they said on the podcast the other day is Jazzwares no longer owns the LJN license. So it's very open that possibly we might get a John Moxley big rubber guy. We could get a Darby Allin real big rubber guy. Orange Cassidy.
Guess what?
Osprey.
Nothing matters more than a Sting big rubber guy. Come on.
That was also mentioned. Woo-hoo. The possibilities of a Sting big rubber guy were also mentioned. So that's why I had to bring it up. And I wanted to get what people thought about this, because yes, I would love AEW big rubber guys. Again, it's not done, but it's just something. They're working with Jazzwares. It is absolutely a possibility.
Here's me. We get four aligned, right?
Yeah.
We get of the first wave. I want Sting. I want Dean Malenko.
Ooh.
I want Taz.
Ooh, they mentioned Taz too, I think.
Oh, it's so hard to even say, but for the fourth, Jake the Snake.
Ooh, but he's had it on. Man.
Who cares? I want him to have a big rubber guy.
That's true.
LJNs are trash now. The big rubber guys are where it's at.
Give me FTR big rubber guys.
Shit.
They can wrestle my Road Warriors or Legion of Doom.
Oh, Big Show, big rubber guy. Paul White.
Yeah.
There's we so finally might get the Captain Insano figure from Collect Major.
Ooh. So I guess, like, I love this idea. Do the other people love this idea? Let's go.
I'm here for you.
Let's make this happen, Major.
I would like it to see in the different lines. I want to see it in the major stars.
Could do that too.
I want to see it in every. I want a Darby Allin major star.
I get it. Absolutely.
Did Collect Major just sneak in the back door and make an awesome deal with AEW? I'm here for
it. I hope so. Somebody. I hope so.
Ah, man, it's crazy.
Possibilities are exciting. I'll tell you.
Yeah. So. It's not too far off the line. I mean, even if. Oh, man, I got so many great ideas. There's so many good people that you could do it with. Don Callis. We might get a Don Callis now.
If this happens, the first figure's got to be Surface Sting.
Easily.
Easily.
How can you not? You would have to. I'll take Crow Sting, too.
I'll take Crow Sting, too, but it's got to be Surface Sting first.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, they have more leeway to kind of stretch into those different looks, too.
Well, I mean, and hopefully they do it like their very first Sting. Surface Sting could be very similar to the Galoob Sting in the blue lights.
Man, I would love it.
Absolutely. Let's go.
That's good stuff to think about. There's so many cool things, you know, like just so many awesome. Jerry Lynn. It's a bunch of ECW guys over there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's so many things.
So many good ideas.
Absolutely.
We need them. Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, you're going to laugh at this, but give me a Thunder Rosa, big rubber gal.
I'm okay on that. I'd like to see a timeless Toni Storm, big rubber girl.
Ooh, that'll work, too.
A nice black and white one where she's doing the kiss face. Again, hand up
you
could like
easily
that.
Do a repaint, so you get a black and white and a regular version.
100%, man.
So,
Zach Gowen. You get Zach Gowen, big rubber guys. An IHOP exclusive. I broke it. It was right there in front of me.
Let's get to a ringside roundup before this goes any further. Ringside roundup. You heard us say it at the top of the show, but head on over to WrestleOnFigures.com. Place yourself an order. When you're checking out, seven letters, one word, Fig Guys.
You,
save yourself.
You have the seven letters.
Where's Scooby when you need him? All right. Let's go.
Well,
wait, where is it?
It's not, I'm not seeing it this time either. So,
okay, you're not seeing it either. So, it's not just me.
That was Maki Ito.
What the heck? Oh, wait, I probably never removed this from the. There we go.
There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless America and God bless Ringside Collectibles because they are offering you the 4th of July sale. All the star spangled figures that you could possibly imagine are at your availability at a nice discounted price. And, of course, on top of that, you could use code FIGGUYS and save an additional 10%. There's nothing more American than saving money on pro wrestling toys.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think, I mean, that's what we do, right?
100%.
Yeah. Look at them. Look at, they're all sternly staring at us. That is very...
When you place the order of the on-sale figs, you use code FIGGUYS and save yourself 10% more. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not even sad he lost the belt. And people get all people so emotional about things. It's just like it's a cat and mouse game, guys. Somebody's got to chase. Can't be the good guy forever, right? You can't be running games like that. He had his moment.
He did.
Time to move on, right?
Yeah, I think didn't Kofi's title run last longer than Jey Uso's?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
But Kofi's. He lost the belt, didn't
he? Yeah, that's true.
That was a fun match, though.
Yeah, both it was a good were. Match. Oh, Gunther's so good.
Wrestling's fantastic. Just enjoy it. That's absolutely. It. You can't enjoy it without what's coming in stock. Because new in stock over at Ringside Collectibles is the WWE Elite Top Picks 2025 Wave Thor. With Cody Rhodes, Rey Mysterio, and of course... Not so solo, but very solo. Solo Sico. Great set. That Cody's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, like a really, really good Cody. And when the Ray's fantastic, you get an LWO shirt, filling out some stuff. And of course, Solo. You got to love Solo. We love Solo.
Absolutely.
I love Solo, you, Solo.
Money in the Bank showing his comedic side and everything. I thought, like, it was a different side of Solo. I hope we see more of. And then Jacob Fatu carrying on him, telling him he hates him.
Oh, it was so good. Wasn't expecting it that right at that moment. So they got me. You know, I love when they catch you.
Yeah.
It's like you. Sometimes you're like, oh, you catch it like a week or early.
Like we've been expecting it since before WrestleMania. So it's about taking time.
They did it so well to where like the expectation died. And then they did it right there. You're like, oh, okay, that was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm here for it. And we're moving on from Top Picks Wave 4 over on the Main Event Showdown 22. I can't believe we're 22 series into the Main Event 2-packs already. It's insane. But we got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes, and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. The solid three sets. Jade's first basic.
I think so.
Maybe
did
second.
She have a single? Maybe she had. I don't remember.
I'm here for it.
Where's Tyson when you need him?
Where's Tyson when we need him?
Tyson is usually a go-to guy for that type of stuff.
He's having a good time.
And I don't buy the Main Event series unless it's something I really need. So
yeah, the Jade might be worth it though. Different gear looks good.
But then you have to get a Bianca too. So
custom we'll fodder. That's
one
what
of
those I call
things
those.
If I see it on his shelves, I might wind up picking up.
You remember the J&J Security 2-pack?
Yes.
I bought like seven of those.
Wow.
Just so I could have suits. You know what I mean? Because it was like, I want suits everywhere. And it was a good sale. Still have a bunch of them in the box. But that's one of these cases. You end up buying them because you're like, oh, I got an idea.
What if like Mattel did like a 3-pack of three random suits with no heads, like you could just put your own heads on.
What that could be a Cody Rhodes Ringside exclusive, and anything you just give like it a you give it a Cody head, and then he can say remove head.
A blue suit, a red suit, maybe a salmon suit.
But if we get that, we need a Ringside Collectibles have just had an El Snow.
You could do that too. There's even accessory packs from them, like different type of accessories. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and this El Snow. I mean, why would we not have an El Snow figure?
Why doesn't he have a Legends deal?
100% should have a Legends deal. My favorite thing about this is that the main event Cody here is the same as the Top Picks Cody, but just the main event form, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, good gear. Yeah. Awesome gear. Yeah. Right, the best gear. Very American. Oh, we got back in stock, and nothing's more timeless than taking a time machine back to when timeless Tony Storm Ringside Collectibles exclusive was first available, because it's back. It's now available. It's like the first time all over again. You two can relive all those iconic moments from the simply timeless Tony Storm, available now at Ringside Collectibles. Don't forget to use code FIGGUYS and save it 10%.
Backless. I always use code Fig Guys. She's amazing.
This might be my favorite AEW figure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't like them. I liked the monochrome vibe to it. Like, I liked it as a concept, but when you get the figure in hand, it just changes the game. It's such a great, great toy, man.
Yeah, it is. I have it. It's good. I also love the remake with actually painted in color. That's so good.
Yeah. The package is phenomenal on this. The gear is phenomenal. Soft goods phenomenal. Black and white title. Black and white Tony. What more can you want?
Not much.
Not much at all.
Not much at all. All right. Oops. I keep doing the wrong one. I wish I could remove it. The three-way dance is not the right one. Three-way dance is. Okay. We have two of them titled three-way dance. Now
we gotta take one out. Funny that we're going to have to wait until we get Mariah. What is her name? June?
Mariah May.
Is that her name now? I thought they changed it.
They haven't said what it is in WWE.
Sally September. Sally September versus Tony Storm.
For not June, July.
Well, I forgot. I think Hurricane was on Twitter talking about it. And he was like, said something like that. It was funny.
Mariah May is actually her real name. So
yeah.
I wonder if they stick with that. We'll see.
They could call her April. April.
April, April.
I'm here for it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Go buy his toys. Ringside Collectibles.
So we had some pay-per-views this week, some PLEs. You know what that means, Mike?
I do. It's time for some pay-per-figs. Boom.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Very
cool. Let's start it off right away with things we want to see.
This is the whole segment. I honestly don't care about anything else. Mr. Iguana, talk about Toy Attic. Talk about fantastic. Look at it. Look how awesome that is. This was a fun match, too. I was watching some clips online. I loved when Dorado was beating up the Iguana. And like, it just that, like, it's such, so silly. But done so right, and it's awesome. Yes. I want him in street gear form, where he's got the glasses with the suit on. I want him in ring gear form. Give me all the Iguanas.
I gotta give a hot take.
You like it?
It's so stupid.
It is so stupid, but that's what makes it work.
SmackDown audience, and I'm like, what the hell? I felt like a little kid transitioning from the golden era to like whatever that was when we got Duke the Drumster Josie and all the dumb gimmicks again. And I'm like, really? But I see it taken off on the internet. So like, people are loving him.
And in all fairness, this screams AAA. Like it really is. It's okay. One of those guys. Okay. Cause they're very character driven. Right.
Okay.
And that's like the same thing with Lucha Underground. Yeah. All that stuff is very character driven. Cause Lucha is very character driven. This is just, it's so goofy. It works. It's fun. It's this is their answer to Orange. If they ever had an answer to Orange Cassidy, this is it. I'm telling you.
I feel like Vince McMahon saw this
and he called Triple H.
How happy you were. Yes.
Yeah. He was like you right got it.
Vince McMahon's alley. Like,
well, finally, you want it, damn it.
Something good.
So, I love reptilians. Let's do it.
This is what he wanted to turn Ricky Steamboat into when he came back and he started carrying out the lizard. And
This is actually Ricky Starks' new gimmick.
So nothing. I mean, I guess it's fun.
It's whatever. Goofy, dude. Imagine getting it's not for me an elite, and you get this. You get the. It's a great concept. Great figure. Great. I love it. It's he everything has that's an wrong.
Puppet.
Yes.
This is pro wrestling. I'm an adult. I don't.
Did you see his entrance where he kicks it up and it lands on his shoulder? It's brilliant. I'm telling you, when it works, it works. This works.
I mean, okay, let's see what we got next.
I love it. I think it's great. I also think it's great. Miss Money at the Bank.
This
Naomi.
With her entrance gear should be an ultimate figure. Like, this would be an ultimate Naomi.
I love it.
Like, the caution tape glowing and everything. Great job. Great outfit. I love the makeover Naomi has gotten. Mike, I never expected her to win Money in a Bank. I had did you hear that?
I did hear that.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I had two friends text me. I had J-Bone text me and Matt from the Extra Cooler Show picking her to win the match. I'm like, no chance. Are you guys insane? I didn't see this coming. I thought she was just in there for the spots. In a loaded women's ladder match, she wins.
Who'd you think was going to win?
I could have seen it being Roxanne Perez. I mean, Steph Vicaire dropped the title just to get into this match, and then she doesn't win. We got the Devil's Kiss on a ladder. How cool was that?
It was crazy.
I could have seen almost any of those other women winning, but I guess this will be, in a way, they've been promoting no women as not cashed in with it. Makes me just feel like it's not going to be a cash in for her, but.
You never know.
But I guess they'll work this into the Bianca story and the Jade story. And I guess apparently, aha. So the rumor is Naomi's fighting Jade at Evolution. Will this briefcase be up? Will this briefcase be on the line? Because now you sold me on her winning it.
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't think that they should be defending the briefcase.
But they have before, so.
Hey, but I don't like it. I think if you win it, you should do it. I don't know.
I think we're getting a good reel out of this for our social media.
I'm just saying. I don't want to see. Do you defend the King of the Ring?
Right. I don't disagree. They did it with Otis, though, and Otis lost it.
I don't care. I think it's stupid.
I agree. I don't disagree.
I think Otis is a little stupid.
But I would not mind this being on Jade and not Naomi.
Yes, but because then why wasn't Jade just in the match?
Let's say this. Let's say Jade beats her, and then she could cash in at the end of Evolution in the main event. Let's go!
I don't know.
This is exciting to me now.
I like the gear, though. Great figure.
Gear is awesome.
And that's all that matters.
Let's get that title on Jade.
I thought you said Jay. So no. You just lost it.
Jade. Jade Cargill. All right. What do we got next?
I love Cardigans.
Julia.
Crazy looking gear. Love it. Very Wolverine-esque from, X-Men. Super badass.
Give me a Julia figure ASAP, please. Absolutely.
I love Julia.
Julia Gulia?
Julia. Gulia. Robert Gulia.
Julia Gulia. You don't know what movie that's from?
No. Not off the top of my head.
The Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore movie.
Oh, yeah, it's 51st Dates.
Julia Gulia.
The other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the other one. Nicole watched it, though.
What was the other one? It was such a funny movie. Julia Gulia. I need to go watch that.
I caught it in the background.
I can't even think of the name of it now.
But, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Shout out to Adam Sandler. We love Adam Sandler.
Absolutely. So, yeah, give me a Julia figure. This gear was amazing. This would make an awesome figure. She's from Japan, so Bill's working on it already.
You know what, too? Anybody who puts braids in their hair, excellent figure right off the bat.
Okay.
I've never found a figure, though, that has braids, and you're like, this looks terrible. They usually do a great
wedding
job.
Wedding Singer, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, that one, yes.
Yes. You never saw the Wedding Singer?
I've seen the Wedding Singer. I thought you meant the one after the 51st Dates.
No, the Wedding Singer.
Yes, I love The Wedding Singer. It's one of my favorite movies.
How do you not know Julia Gulia then?
I forgot because I haven't seen the movie since I was 20.
All right.
Which sadly is almost 20 years ago.
trust me, it's 30 years for me. Maybe, so.
I'm here for it. I love it.
Ooh, we need a new Roxanne Perez.
Yeah. I thought this was sky blue for a minute.
I was looking.
I thought sky blue joined the Dallas Cowboys.
Here's the original Roxanne Perez.
Yeah.
Give me some in this gear, which is not a referee. Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Way different look, too, night and day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's so good, too. Like, you look at her and you think, oh, she's just a little wrestler, but she's so good in the ring. So, absolutely. Love Roxanne Perez. Got to meet her at the World, so.
Yeah. That guy in the wrestler, the Word Life shirt, looks pretty happy about it.
Let's go. Who else do I have on the list? Oh. Jey Uso, last pay-per-view and this pay-per-view has upped his gear game, making him so much more toyetic. Let's go.
Yeah. Listen, I'll take all the Jey Uso figures. I think they're great.
So you no longer need the title to do that picture.
Yeah, sadly. he's going to start coming back to the Titantron now.
Well, maybe he'll start.
He's not eating anymore.
How about him and Jimmy against the Lucha Bros? Let's go.
Ooh, I'm anticipating at the edge of my seat Lucha Brother matches. I can't wait for it.
Oh,
but I'm enjoying the singles thing right now. But
of course, and you know they're just making us wait. But eventually, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope it's the New Day. I hope they go right after the titles.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, New Day versus Lucha Brothers.
Opportunities, great matches, like. With them as tag teams.
Yeah. Motor City Machine Guns. Absolutely. We can keep going. Yeah, I could talk about it all day.
Let's see. What do we got? Oh, that's it for Pay Per Fix.
Well, I did want to throw in an honorable mention.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? Who is it?
Well, listen, it's okay, but we had that awesome, awesome moment with Ron Killens coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Say what you want, how basic a black sweater and black pants are, but... I want that moment in fig form. I want Ron Killens. I want first time in the line.
Yeah.
Ron Killens in that gear. I think it would I think it would make it awesome elite. Throw him in the top picks for all I care.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? 2 weeks ago we said we want the Ron Cena figure. Last week we were sad we weren't gonna get it. It must be back on the table now.
What's up?
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Listen, we need it. We want it. Give us all the Ron before we can't get Ron anymore.
That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. No yeets.
All the yeets.
That's Ron Killings' new tagline. He said it last night.
No yeet.
I was in the background on Little Nicky. What does that mean?
No way. That's awesome. Little Nicky, the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh,
my chicken is freaking awesome!
I've seen that.
That's a good one. That's a really fun one. Yeah. No yeet, but that's super
Hanukkah
cool.
Song.
Yes, I love the Hanukkah. Thanksgiving songs underrated too.
Yeah, 100%.
They don't play. They used to play that like all day over here on the radio. They don't do that anymore. Nobody listens to the damn radio.
I'm looking around, and I'm sad to say, I guess I'll play the bumper because I know you have some stuff. So
let's do it.
I have bought nothing this week, but let's unbox.
Unbox with us.
Well, what's up, Tom?
What's up? That's what's up.
That's what's up.
I can't believe I haven't gotten a thing this week.
Very shocking.
Amazing week. But I have 11 figures last week.
Yeah. That's so okay,
I averaged out.
Ebb and flows. Last week. Yep. Right? Ebb and flows. This was a rather expensive unbox with us because when was it? Friday? When did I text you? When did all this happenings go on?
Whenever the Switch was released, right?
Well, that's where I'm going with it. I walked into Target to go get milk and some goodies for my kids when they get out of school because summer breaks is finally happening, finally almost upon us. But I stumble in and the wife was like, oh, that new Switch came out. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, it would be cool, but I'm gonna wait and see how everything goes.
Yeah,
I don't really honestly care. I love video games. I'm a nerd. I buy them every time there's a new one. It's impossible for me not to. It's always there. Yeah, so that's my other itch outside of you know, pro wrestling figures.
I wish I had more time to play them.
Same here, too. I got another thing to add on to that, which I'll hopefully we'll get to. But I walk in, and if we see all the news, people camping out, everybody's waiting in line to get their Switches, seeing it sold out everywhere. Me, too. We'll talk about that. That's another episode for another time. But, I didn't have my hopes up at all because I wasn't expecting it. So I was like, oh, it's going to be a couple months at least before I even have an option to get one. Because supply and demand is always crazy for new electronics. But walk in, we're gonna, like, I'm going to check the toys real quick. I walk over to the toys, and I'm like, hell yeah, I found the Lexus King Elite. So pumped, right? Yeah. Only one from the series, too. I was super bummed about that because I wanted Pillman, I want Jade. There's a couple I'm looking for out of that. And I walk back, and sure, lo and behold, Nicole's sitting at the electronics aisle. She's like, what two games do you want?
Wow.
They had them in stock. No, they never have systems in stock on launch day.
It was found all over the place. I texted you when I went to Costco. I went to Costco for something else. And right there, it's like,
he didn't fall into the trap like I did.
Package bundle. I wanted to, but I have 11 affirms right now. I'm trying to just to get rid of all of them. And be smart. And then, like, by the time I decided, I went back yesterday and it was gone. And I think that was the way it was supposed to be, because I'm really trying to put my foot down with myself.
Yeah. There's so many.
You send to me, like, it has Excitebike on there, and I can get RC Pro-Am and Kung Fu and
pro wrestling, and of course.
Pro wrestling with Starman and everything. So
Switch 2, fantastic. Super fun. Been playing it. Great stuff. But weirdest thing, because so on the original Switch, they came out with WWE 2K18, right?
Okay.
This is the only one that came out because it was not playable. It was so bad. It was just the biggest mess. It works now.
What? So finally, you can play it on there?
You could play 2K18 now.
Do you have to buy it? No hiccups. You just download it for free.
Well, no, you obviously would have to buy it still. But I'm just flabbergasted. The game
must be the more powerful processor on it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought it was the game itself and not the Switch. You know, it was one of those weird things. But the other good news is that WWE 2K25, I believe, is coming down the road. And the system is capable of actually playing a wrestling game now.
That's cool.
In very, very good fashion. Graphics are fantastic. It's been a blast. I haven't put down Mario Kart yet. It's just been playing nonstop. I don't have time. But here's the funny thing. Is like, I bought 2K25, and I got like three matches into it. I played a couple. You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird how you sit down, and yes, that is the one with New Jack. I want New Jack. Can't wait for New Jack July. He's coming.
Yeah. Dude, we got to start playing 2K25.
That's what I'm saying. But I hope the Switch having it will eliminate some of this. I haven't been able to play crap that's been going on.
That's the other thing I love about the Switch, because I bought the PS5 backbone thing.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. Like, trying to play it on there, it was so laggy and everything.
That's
so
crazy.
I returned it within a couple days.
Yeah.
So, like, actually having a whole system in my hand excites me. I might be able to play a game. Like,
that's the generation we're moving into right now, is portable gaming.
Yeah.
Like, Xbox just announced that they're pairing up with the Rogue Ally company. That thing's going to be a beast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're holding out for anything, that'll probably be something that you want to look into, because you're going to be able to play all these different games and then some on it, which is insane. But
is it wrong?
So good.
I really need, like, this new Nintendo Switch to have ColecoVision games and Atari games.
Never say never.
Space Invaders and ColecoVision. I love Zaxxon. And my grandmother would play there and play Ladybug all night long on ColecoVision.
I still have my original Atari.
Did you ever play ColecoVision?
Yeah. I played ColecoVision. Yeah. I had the weird bad gamer nerd.
Hazard game. So I thought ColecoVision would have been obsolete by the time you were born.
It probably was, but my parents had it. And then when I got financially stable in my 20s, I bought one.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I used to buy. That was when I wasn't buying figures, I was buying consoles and systems and, like, collecting that stuff, or guitars. Cool. I love video games, man.
Games is so much fun. I agree.
It's those happy places. Wrestling's my happy place.
I like the Switch too. Is like, if I want to watch TV with the wife, I could just play a video game at the same time.
It's the best.
So that's what
I haven't taken for. Mine off my TV yet. Like, that's how much we've been playing it on the like, it's been, I think I played it once
dock,
off the TV.
So you could just take it right out of the dock. If
yes,
play, right?
And it's beautiful. Yeah. Like, that charges everything. It's perfect. But I also found, speaking of the awesome devil, again, Japanese figures, fantastic. I'm going to open these and take some pictures during the week.
Yeah.
But I did want to show them off beforehand. And I also,
you should, you want to unbox them? You should go live on our TikTok. We need some content.
I could absolutely probably pull that off. But yeah, look at this. Got the awesome top pick, Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's cool. I got the CM Punk in that box, even though I had the regular CM Punk in that box. And then that was like the fifth version of that CM Punk figure, but I just got it because the box was cool. I got
the box is cool.
I got the Stone Cold in a regular box just because it's a really awesome Steve Austin figure.
Yeah, I love the little Raw backdrop.
Yeah, I love it.
And the Netflix packaging. This looks really nice.
Dude, this packaging is better than a regular, I think.
I love the black and red aspect.
Yeah,
this, it's kind of like a throwback to the originals, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is cool. But then it's just like, it's its own little baby. It's great, man. But, I needed another Austin.
Yeah.
What? Can't get enough Stone Colds.
What?
Trying to see if there's anything else that
what?
I got that I haven't showed off. New Simpsons toys came in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. This is a great set. Got Barney and Bumblebee Man, awesome. Carl and Bart. Great.
See, it's just not wrestling figure, you guys. We're fig guys.
I'm obsessed with figs. Yeah. I really am.
I had to stop on Star Wars because I'm like, I don't need another.
I almost sold all my Star Wars stuff to Ethan Page during COVID.
Oh, I sold all mine to somebody. I was like,
he faked me. I was like, you named the price. You're in Canada. And I was literally giving them away, basically. If he would have said $20, I would have said, take them all.
Right.
And he just was, he just stopped talking. I was like, man, because I have some good ones. I have the Black Series ones.
You saw what that guy did to me at the World.
So, yeah.
Saying I ruined his moment. Let me tell you, who do you think you are, Ethan Page? Speaking of which, you're yelling at ringside because, like, you had two separate figures, and then he yells at them like they should be counted as one. No, they're two separate figures, and then ringside gave in to him. Sounds like a crybaby. Ethan Page sounds like a big crybaby.
He does.
So, his
pretty
ego.
Smart.
He's all ego.
I don't know. I'm a fan of the ego. Okay.
Ethan Page.
You were ruining his moment. How about that?
Hey,
you were just standing there. You're like, no, look at this. I'm going to take up all these. Oh, I'm in the background. Hey, Ethan Page. Hey, you were doing that. And then he was like, God,
I didn't
kids.
Do anything like that. I gave the guy his space. I didn't interrupt him. I stood out of his way so he could enjoy his moment. And what did he do? He yells at us. He complains about the figure. What an ungrateful guy.
But he looks good in the suit.
Well, he's got that smile.
Yeah, they have two. And he looks good in fig form.
He complaining about where his finger's pointing. I'll tell him where he can point that finger.
Towards your wallet.
Towards my take my money. I have
take
the
my
chase.
Money.
I have to chase Ethan Page from Jazzwares.
I like it.
We need
that can
bumper,
be Tommy
right?
time. I got it.
a heat with Tommy time, like bumper. So when I start going off on a rant, I can play it.
Well, I might have some time over the summer to get a Tommy time and.
Yeah.
We'll get some fun little quick bumpers.
Yeah, I love little. I need to start getting some fun little audio drops. But like again, Iguana Man. No, sorry, that's it.
I'm here for Mr. Iguana.
Everybody's in. I'll tell you. You want me to give you another hot take? A hot take I've kept to myself for a long time. I don't even get this Timeless Tony Storm anything anymore. Like it's so stupid. Come back to reality.
Yeah,
I like
it better than
movies. Come on,
I like it much better. I like it much better than the non-timeless Tony Storm.
I like the regular Tony Storm better.
When she came back in that amnesia, that was the dumbest thing in the world. And that was the worst time to do it because AEW did not need dumb.
Ooh.
There's enough dumb going on.
Can we put ads on our bumpers and sell them? Let's get Prime on the phone.
Let's do it.
There we go.
Hunter? No, he's out of the office.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, he's out of the office.
Darn it. So, well, if you guys want to buy any time on our bumpers, let us know.
When you call,
we'll put an ad on our bumpers.
Doot, 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 and it goes, dun, 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 dun. The answer is like, hello, are you ready?
It's funny. I just listened to D-Generation X's theme in my car yesterday. So
it's a fun theme song.
It is a fun theme song. It pumps me up. Are you ready?
Top three theme songs.
All time for wrestling?
Yes. Let's do it. Top three theme songs.
That's so hard. But I do love DX. Top three. I don't know. I'm not saying in any order, but I love Demolition.
Good one.
A top. Like, you threw me on a spot here. Holy smokes.
That's what I do.
I'm trying to think of, I'll also listen to The Game by Motorhead once in a while.
That's an actual song. You know, those are usually the best ones. Yeah. It's not like you're not, nobody's cruising to work listening to the Doink the Clowns theme
but if
song.
I want,
like,
let's put it this way. Let's put like Guilty Pleasures. I'll also listen to With My Baby Tonight once in a while.
It's okay.
So, and sing along with it off the top of my lungs. but that's okay.
Man.
What are your favorites? Give me three of your favorites.
I mean, Old Fat Guy got me with New Jack's probably one of the most iconics. Because it just plays throughout the whole match. So you were jamming while he was beating people up. And
yeah, that's true.
It doesn't get more fun than that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Enter Sandman, when Sandman comes out.
That's a great one.
See, all mine are actual songs. And then Walk.
Yeah. Like, but I love it. Like, if I think Enter Sandman, I think Mariano Rivera of the Yankees. Because whenever he entered a game, they would play that.
He stole that from the Sandman.
I think he was probably around before the Sandman.
No, but Sandman's been around since the 50s.
When he retired, they had them at the game and he played the song for him. So.
See, that's cool. Right? Yeah. Sandman's such an iconic.
Oh my God. What a song.
Yeah. In the entrance. Like that was Sandman's gimmick. Yeah. He could wrestle, but nobody paid to see him wrestle. They wanted to see the damn entrance.
Yeah. So
they wanted the beer.
I guess we should get out of here. We have to get ready for our next show. That's going to drop on Thursday.
Again,
guys, if you missed it earlier in the show, we have a bonus episode coming at you this week with Brian Myers, the most professional wrestler, part of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, part of the system in TNA.
TNA superstar. Legend at this point.
Thursday night, we'll stream it at 8 p.m. We'll drop it as a podcast as well. Please tell your friends, watch it. It's going to be a fun, fun episode. You don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it.
So. And if you do miss it, you can catch it on the audio drop on the podcast. Same time, man. It's great stuff. So make sure you guys are following us everywhere. Go to the official Fig Guys website, thefigguys.com. Follow us at official Fig Guys everywhere you possibly can. Like, comment, subscribe, share, review. Stars here, stars there. Be like Oprah. Give us all the stars. You get a star. You get a star.
Sounds
Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer, the Oprah pro wrestling.
There you go.
You get stars. Like, everybody gets stars. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love figging it up with y'all.
Always.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
So until next week, no closing words, Mike?
No. It's the Summer of Punk's about to happen. My kids get out of school this weekend, so.
Fun times.
Fun days.
The household.
Oh, yeah. All those toys behind me will probably be open by the time they get to school. Gets rowdy here. They like to rip and tear. It's okay.
I wonder where they get it from.
I don't know. Blast me. I have no idea.
I blame you.
That's what you can. A lot of people do.
Thank you all for joining us live in the chat. SLS, Estevan, Justin Booth,
yes.
OFG, anybody else who was here tonight.
Instagram hearts. What are you like that? Is that how they do it now? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm too old like for that. Crap. I can't even do like the fun handshakes. I'm middle-aged white guy that like they do those handshakes and I'm just like
Michael Cole.
Cold fish. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. I'm terrible. I need some lessons. I need
you're
some,
just gonna
like,
flap your hand like a fish.
A TikTok teaching me how to do like handshakes because I am terrible.
It's Tommy time on TikTok.
There you go.
You could go miles with that. Somebody should coin the Tommy time.
That should be me. I'm going to go ask ChatGPT to make me a logo.
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry, Nick. Until next time, guys, from Mike, it's Tom. We'll see you next week. Fig Guys out.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.